Hi guys, I just want to start by saying I can't believe that we're already at the end of this short series, but it's not over yet. On today's episode on remembering 100 years through the stories of the suffragettes, we're going to be talking about Sarah Raymond, a woman that breaks stereotypes and proves that activism doesn't correlate with age. She was born in 1826 in Salem, Massachusetts. She was freeborn, and so were her parents. They were both successful and passionate activists. Her life was uncommon among most African Americans at the time, but also in the minds of most white Americans too. Following her parents' footsteps, Raymond became an anti-slavery lecturer, delivering her first lecture at the age of 16. In 1853, Raymond had a similar experience to Rosa Parks, and she was forced to leave a theater and was violently pushed down a flight of stairs after she refused to sit in a segregated section. When she sued for damages, she won. The court even ordered the theater to integrate its seating. 3 years later, in 1856, Raymond was handpicked by the African American Slavery Society to tour New York, Massachusetts, Ohio, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, and to give anti-slavery lectures in each state. She shifted gears in 1858 and moved her focus across the water and continued to give anti-slavery lectures in Ireland, England, and Scotland. She also began to include women's rights lectures into her curriculum. Also during this time, she was studying at the Bedford College for Women in London. She bounced from house to house as a guest until she graduated. At one point, she even grew close to Frederick Douglass and his wife and spent a lot of time around them. Even during the American Civil War, she continued to lecture in Britain. This was her way of contributing and supporting the Union. After the war, she used her lectures to attempt to raise funds for newly freed slaves so they could live a free, full life and have opportunities like she did. In 1866, Raymond was one of 1,500 women. In 1866, Raymond was one of the 1,500 women who signed the first women's suffrage petition in Great Britain, but she was the only black woman. She then relocated to the United States for a short time and joined the American Equal Rights Association. In 1867, she moved to Florence, Italy, where she started a new chapter of her life, studying medicine at the Santa Maria Nuova Hospital School, and practiced medicine in Italy for more than 20 years. Sarah Raymond was so interesting to research because she never stopped fighting. She got involved when she saw that there was a problem, and she continued to dedicate her life to it. We need more people like Sarah, especially during a time like this. Age is not a restriction, it's just a number. After a long life, Raymond died on December 13th, 1894, in Rome, Italy, at the age of 68. But let's continue her legacy and make her proud. Let's make all these women proud. If you walk away with one thing from this series, let it be inspiration. All four of these women were constantly breaking rules when they needed to be broken. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey and celebrating the 100th year anniversary of the suffrage movement. Thank you so much.